And welcome to episode 13 of Soccer Spotlight on WQSU FM, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Your hosts, as always, Anthony Heller, Ryan Campbell. And again this week, a lot to talk about. Financial news, some big games happening, of course, as well. And, you know, some big news that really not the news that we want to be seeing after the debacle of 2021. With the Dirty Dozen and the Super League, it's back. But first, let's talk about the big news coming out of England this week. The Premier League has charged Manchester City with 108 breaches of financial fair play.
First, let me say, it was crazy. When I first saw this news, I was getting up for class, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what? Because I just was like, City has charged. I thought it was done when UEFA closed their case and couldn't prove. But when I saw this, and you know how it started too? A hacker guy that's in prison right now, I forgot his name, he hacked into City's computers and brought this up to UEFA, the Premier League and UEFA, and they found this, and now they did a thorough investigation, and they have found that City had breached all these, and now it's getting taken to court.
Yeah, and after that, I believe it was Portuguese, the hacker that's now in prison, after he uncovered those leaks, UEFA just went straight off, punish him, two-year Champions League ban and a £30 million fine. That eventually got changed, their appeal to a court of arbitration for sport, and they ended up getting just a £10 million fine. The Premier League have done their own investigation. And so this can't be appealed. So when the Premier League dishes out their punishment, and there will be a punishment, it's final. City cannot appeal it.
One thing I want to say, though, I heard they can appeal it, but I also heard that the Champions League case could be reopened up if, depending on what the Premier League fines and charge them with, which could be even worse for City.
Yeah, so I think what we're looking at, and some of the things floated out there, relegation, points deductions, forced termination of players' contracts, stripping of past titles, which would be huge because that's six Premier League titles just gone.
And the memories, too, like, when I think about titles, the first thing that came to mind was that Aguero goal. I can't take that out of my mind, just seeing those moments of the Aguero last second goal. Like, even though they cheated, it's just like so iconic to Premier League. You can't take that back. What do you do in that situation? Like, how do you give Manchester United fans back those tears they felt, the heartbreak they felt when that goal went in and they knew they lost the title?
You know, as a fan of one of the teams that there's only two teams that would gain titles, gain Premier League titles if City were stripped of their titles. That's Liverpool and Manchester United. Each would get three. As a fan of one of those clubs, you know, obviously the heartbreak then was great. But, you know, after the fact, you know, you look at it, like, we were the best placed team that didn't cheat. So, you know, I think we rightfully won those titles.
Mm-hmm. Well, we still have to wait for the investigation, but it looks just concerning from the point of right now. And I'm pretty sure everyone in City is sweating, especially Pep, because I want to say, I don't think Pep had anything to do with it. And Pep's comments have surfaced again when the Champions League investigation went on, where he said, if City lied to me, I will leave. And right now, I'm looking at it, I think Pep is going, I think Klopp might be going, and I think the Premier League looks different.
I don't think Klopp is going to go.
Klopp could be a different time, but Pep, I think Pep is going.
I think Pep is going at the end of the season, yeah.
With all due respect, Pep's achievements are great. Pep had nothing to do with this. You basically take away 7 years or 8 years of Pep's achievements at City, the titles, everything they won, the teams he's built, they go down the drain because they all have a cheating asterisk next to them.
Yeah, none of that counted.
That's basically such a long time in his coaching career that I wouldn't even want to go to City. If I was Pep, and I hope he's not as bitter as me, I would go to United or I would go to a rival club.
I mean, yeah, if I were Pep or really any Manchester City player, I would walk out the door that next day. I'd be gone.
De Bruyne's gone. Cancelo's gone.
Cancelo's already gone. I think he might know more about... He might have known something about this.
Yeah. Holland's gone. Holland's definitely
Holland
gone.
Will go. Holland will 100% go.
Well, Real Holland Madrid.
Holland has a release clause that comes into play in 2024 that it's only active, but only Real Madrid can activate it. It's the Real Madrid clause. And it's $150 million. It comes into play in 2024.
He's going to Real Madrid this summer.
But he's gonna go. He's gonna leave. Everyone, you know, and you know, I think what it comes down to is, you know, the Manchester City fans, the diehard Man City fans that were there before the takeover, you know, back in the days of in the second tier, the third tier, the 8-1 losses to Middlesbrough. I think they feel more betrayed than anything.
I would too if I'm a fan, because they had nothing to do. The fans are being punished. The owners, I think the owners, get him out the sport if this is true. Don't even let him get anywhere near football ever again. Because what I'm seeing right now is just disgraceful, because as I feel for the fans. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing, ownership, is you have to keep the support of fans. And if you're doing something like that, and you cause all that success, you know, they experienced all of that just for it to come out that Man City were caught 108 financial breaches, and that doesn't even include the last four seasons from 18-19 to 22-23, because Man City stopped cooperating with them, which means they're going to get hit even harder because now they have to.
And also, too, another thing is, I think if they were able to get Abramovich out at Chelsea with the whole Russia-Ukraine situation, we could definitely get the shake out of City. Because no one could tell me straight to my face that, oh, it's impossible to shake out City when they forced Abramovich out and Todd Boehly to come in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little different there because Abramovich had his assets frozen.
But still.
I think it's a similar situation, I think, from a football standpoint, but or from a cultural standpoint, like, because Abramovich was punished for his relationship to the Russian government.
But I get that, but still, they still got him out the sport somehow. You could get the shake out the sport. It might take longer, probably will take longer, but you still could get him out the sport of what we've seen.
Yeah, I do think you know, the Premier League needs to act. I mean, I don't know if there's any way they can, because Manchester City's a privately traded organization. Like, it's not like with the Clippers owner that was banned from the NBA, like, because the NBA's franchise. There's no franchise. It's not a franchise in the Prem. So I don't know if there's any logistical way for the Premier League or for UEFA or FIFA to force Manchester City out of the club, or to force Manchester City's owners out of the club, other than to impose sanctions on the owners themselves and say, like, as long as you're the owner of a football club, that club cannot compete.
The other thing, too, is that I just feel just so bad for the players, too. Like, players like De Bruyne, not Sterling, but Sterling, even his accomplishments are going to be taken away, and how hard he worked. Grealish, Foden, academy player Rico Lewis, academy player coming through, the guy that forced out Cancelo. He's looking at himself now. He isn't really, really proven. Where does he go? And all these players have to find a new home. The other thing I was thinking about it last night was, where does Pep go right now? He's not going to Juventus, because the same thing's happening in Juventus that's happening in City with the scandal. Juventus already had points deduction, and they could have a further one where they could be relegated again.
Yeah, you can see Juventus back down in Serie B.
Yeah, that's why I'm just thinking. He's PSG right now. Unless PSG have a stinker against Bayern Munich, which we'll talk about later, I don't think PSG is going to sack their coach right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think sacking Galtier would be the right move right now.
Madrid and Barcelona are said he's not going to Atletico Madrid.
He won't go to Atleti. He won't go to Real Madrid either.
Barcelona has Xavi. Getting rid of Xavi is a wrong move. I think Xavi is doing good and he's turning around Barcelona. Pep, I don't think he has too much loyalty and just too much class to go to anywhere else in a Premier League, like a City, like Arsenal.
You know, I could actually see him going to Chelsea.
I don't see him going to Chelsea with Todd Boehly. It's just hard. Even in Italy, he's not going to Inter Milan, I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think he would go there. I mean, I think Inzaghi is...
I think Inzaghi's safe. Maybe AC Milan because they're doing bad.
Pioli, I don't know if Pioli's job is safe. I think he does probably end up in Serie A.
But who do you think with who, though? They're not going to sack Jose at Roma.
No, they won't.
Unless Jose gets a big job overseas.
Roma is the club with the best way. Roma is the club with the biggest tie to him. So I think, you know.
He has played for Roma too in the past.
Club-wise, I think Roma is the most likely destination. But also, I think that they're not getting rid of Jose.
The only way I see Jose leaving is, like, say, a Premier League club, a Spanish club, PSG, come in for him. Somewhere like that.
Or even, like, a Bayern. I don't think Bayern will get
Bayern's
rid of
Nagelsmann.
Bayern's not getting rid of Nagelsmann either, but...
Even Bayern Munich, he's not going to Bayern because Nagelsmann is still there. And unless Nagelsmann has a horrible end to the season.
Well, yeah, if Bayern Munich just completely throw away the league, you know, finish like third or fourth, I think they will probably get rid of Nagelsmann.
But still, I even think maybe if Nagelsmann finished 4 points ahead, but if Nagelsmann does decent against PSG but and they lose and he wins the league, he's going to be fine, I think, for this season. Maybe next season, but I think Pep might actually take a gap year just to regroup.
Yeah, and he's not going to take a big step down. He's not going to go to anyone like that's not a Champions League club because he's a Champions League level manager.
And even Newcastle too that I was thinking of, they have Eddie Howe.
They're not getting rid of it. No. I think what it's going to be for Pep is that he's going to wait for a top club to become available and he's going to go there. Because obviously anyone wants Pep. Like anyone in their right mind is going to want Pep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Jurgen Klopp were to step down as Liverpool manager tomorrow, I would say, get Pep.
I just look at it, though, and most of the clubs, I don't really see him sacking managers soon. The only one I can really think of that comes to my mind first is PSG. He's not going to... Madrid is an option, but it's very unlikely. I would be shocked if he goes to Madrid.
I would be genuinely... I can't see that.
Barcelona happening. Player, but it's still Real Madrid. The lore of Real Madrid has gotten people to switch from Barcelona to Real Madrid. From Barcelona to Real Madrid, but still.
You know, if the Real Madrid job does become open, I think Jose is going to try and get it, and
maybe
Pep take the Roma job, I think. And this is all speculative because there's no guarantee that the punishment is for City is going to be imposed this season. This is all speculation. I think we should clarify that.
Yeah, we should.
But, you know, I think this is from a standpoint where we're expecting this punishment to be handed out, and we're expecting a very, very hard one.
I don't think they should be expelled, though. That's the other thing I want to say. I think being expelling them from Premier League is too harsh for the fans. That's their history. That's why I want the owners out, because you could relegate the club. You could do all this. But expelling the club just for the fans.
I don't think they should expel the club from the Football League. I think maybe you could relegate them.
But relegation, they're going to come right back up. And they're taking a relegation spot from another team.
Yeah, I think you could just, for this season, you just place them 20th, send them down, start them with a points deduction next season, and...
But they're still coming back up for the championship.
I think that...
Some players are going to stay, and they're going to have enough players. Though, if... My opinion, I think if I was a Premier League, or if I'm an English FA, I would put them in League One, just to make it harder process.
I mean, I think I would probably put them in League Two.
I get that.
I would probably stick them in League Two with a -24 and say, this is what you're on your own.
Yeah, because the owners would be gone if they're in League Two. They're not staying.
No.
And it's just, I just feel so bad because if I was a fan of City right now, I would just be disappointed because I'd rather be a yo-yo club that goes from Premier League down to Championship, down to League One, up back to Premier Championship and Premier League than just realize... Everything we won has been taken away. We're discredited. We're known as cheaters.
Yeah, I mean, you feel really bad for the fans and the players. I have no sympathy at all for the owners. They did this to themselves. But yeah, you know, I feel for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for the players. You know, the players that were and Pep, clearly, like, he was lied to. Because he was told, like, oh, yeah, we didn't do this. But they did.
Well, we still have to clarify. It has a... Pep still can't confirm that he's been lied to yet, but it looks like he has been.
It looks like, yeah, and I think he's gonna walk out. I think he's gonna call it. You know, like I spent, you know, if I'm Pep in this situation, like I spent what 6 years building
7 years, I think.
6, 7 years, however many it was, building this ridiculous team and. You know, spending exorbitant amounts of money to try and build, like, the best team in the world. And you tell me that you've been lying about your financial statements this whole time. Like, you know, fake sponsor money, lying about transfer fees and contract money. you know, I'd feel betrayed and I'd walk out the door.
Mm-hmm. Even right now, I'm thinking about some of the bench players like Gundogan. He's gone.
Yeah, Gundogan. Gundogan will probably go back to Dortmund, I think.
De Bruyne, Kyle Walker, he's going. I don't even know. They have to find all these new homes. Some of them are going to have to take a step down from City. Ruben Dias, John Stones, Laporte.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at it.
And even what's the guy that Akanji are all going to be going. All five of them, I don't think, stay. They lose five center backs.
They lose five center backs. You know, I think Walker will go. I think Rodri is going to go.
Rodri, too. I forgot about him. Just so much players that
I mean, you know, be and, gone. And now it's going to strengthen a lot of teams. I mean, there are specific teams that are going to come in for these players. There are going to be players that move to Liverpool. There are new players that move to Arsenal. There are new players that move to Chelsea. There are new players that move to Tottenham. There might even be players that move to United.
There's going to be players that you move to United just from the hatred. Newcastle, too.
There are going to be players that move to Newcastle. There are going to be players that move to Barcelona. There are new players that go to Madrid.
Atleti, too.
You know, there are players going to go everywhere.
Inter, AC Milan.
Because this team is going to... I think if they get sanctioned, if they get dropped down to League 2, this team is going to completely fall apart.
Even Napoli could get strong. I think this could help rise Serie A back up from the Calcio Mercato scandal.
Calciopoli.
Calciopoli. Sorry, I'm thinking of something else. But yeah, it could help rise Serie A back up from how they, you know, how their scandal destroyed.
Yeah, it destroyed completely them, right? Ruined the reputation of Serie A.
This could help. This might hurt the Premier League and help Serie A, because I think there's a real chance that they look at this and they say, we did this to Serie A. We destroyed Serie A and all the top players left because of the fixing, cheating. A lot of top players could think about, wow, maybe I could be called, maybe the club I'm playing for could be cheating, or maybe a club I'm going against could be cheating, and why am I going to compete when it's not fair in the Premier League? And I think this could really hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I think City are obviously going to see a mass exodus. Like, all of their top players, you know, because... If you like, tell me right now. Like, if you're Erling Haaland right now,
I'm going to Real Madrid,
and you're saying like you're faced with the prospect of starting next season, League Two, starting in -24 points. I'm not going to do that. If I'm Erling Haaland, like I'm the best. Like you're the best goal scorer in the world. You're going to play for Real Madrid. You're not going to play for a League Two team.
If I'm Erling Haaland right now, and if I'm mostly players, I'm on the phone with my agent. I'm telling them if the court proves it true. Get me out the second it proves, the day it does. Tell Man City, I don't care. Terminate my contract. I will not play for you guys ever again.
No, there's absolutely, I think, you know, the fans are going to feel incredibly betrayed. You know, all those moments they worked hard, that the fans got to witness, are all just going to mean nothing anymore. So I think I feel bad for the fans more than anything.
Let's talk about the Super League now, because that has been announced today.
Yeah, so this new Super League format, you know, honestly, as horrible as of a concept as the Super League is, this new format is not that bad.
I think it's better than this new Champions League format.
It's better than the Champions League format, yeah, 100%. You know, what we wanted, like, the reason everyone was so against the Super League is because it just elevated the Dirty Dozen. And it elevated those guys. It elevated, you know, the richest of the rich, making even more money. But with no permanent members and a promotion relegation system, it's similar to I think what they really should aim for is try to keep it like the current Champions League.
Yeah.
I think because the thing is with the Super League, you can't really feasibly do a league format while you're in another league format.
Yeah, it would be too much games for the players.
It just wouldn't be feasible. So I think what you're looking at, like, is that sort of thing. Like, try and make it similar. Like, you know, obviously you can make a couple changes, but in general it should be like that. You know, where there's no permanent members. You know, you can be promoted, relegated, based on your success, or you can qualify through the league system still. Because at the end of the day, what we really want is to see more teams have opportunities to win.
Yeah. Do you still think the English clubs are in the Super League? I think they are. They just not supporting it.
Out loud. I think they probably are. You know.
I think especially City. Seeing this City, it doesn't. with all the sanctions we talked about, if the Super League comes about next year, City has nothing to do, basically. Like, everything that we said, the sanctions, everything, they get wiped off because the Super League's a new competition.
Well, yeah, I think if you're the Super League, I think you're not going to take that risk with letting Man City back in.
I think they do just because of the big club it is. But at the same time, if I'm City, I'm trying my hardest to get into the Super League and support it and make it get off the ground, because if it comes true and they're the only ones that can know it's true, they will be out of the Champions League and the Super League will be their only option of European football.
Yeah, I mean, I think if City do go to the Super League, I mean, obviously they're going to still face the sanctions, because I think the plan obviously is still to go with the same with the Premier League and, you know, with those league qualifications. Mm-hmm. So I think it is going to mean that City are not going to be in the initial Super League if it does happen, because I think they will not be a Premier League club by the time it, you know, is implemented. But, I mean, I think UEFA really needs to – I mean, UEFA really needs to think about this, because if you don't make a change – if you don't revert the Champions League changes, this is going to happen.
Another thing, too, they need to spread more money out, because the money that UEFA pockets compared to the rest of the clubs that are in the Champions League, even the winners, semifinalists, the teams that go to the quarterfinals, round of 16, even the group stage, they make nothing compared to what UEFA makes.
Yeah, I mean, you look at you look at why the Premier League spent so much in this window. It's because their competition prize money is so much higher than in Europe. Like, you win the Champions League, you get less money. You get less money for winning the Champions League than you do from getting relegated mm-hmm. from the Prem. So I think it doesn't. It's not realistic. It's not reasonable for UEFA to be pocketing that much money. Like, obviously, I know there's costs of running European football, but not that much. You can 100% you can afford to pay out a much higher bonus pool, and you could even like literally just double the bonus pool, and you'd still be fine.
Yeah, that's the main reason I think the Super League is coming about, because UEFA's greed with it. Because they're pocketing too much. And the clubs are saying, hold on, UEFA is making way too much and we're making nothing. We need more money from it. And and that's why the Super League has come about.
Yeah, you know, I do want to draw attention to owners wanting to pocket for themselves. That's the problem. Like,
that is true.
UEFA pocket the money, but a lot of owners will pocket that money too.
It'll be green and it won't really go to the clubs.
Like, I feel like, I mean, a lot of them are just pocketing that money. Like, United and Liverpool's owners pocket money. They take extreme amounts of money out of the club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at FSG, you look at them, like, it's like their transfer policy is sell to buy, which at a team that should be competing for titles is not realistic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's my kind of transition. That's a transition into the Premier League games. Like, Liverpool are absolute shambles right now. They lost 3-0 to Wolves, completely deserved. You know, they have 1 point since the new year. They are the worst team in the league since that.
I don't think Liverpool makes Champions League next year.
I mean, I don't think there's any hope. You know, they do have more players back in training, but at this point, I don't think there's any hope.
Totally. I think it's done for Liverpool.
It's a disaster. And I think, really, that the glaring problem is that, you know, when Liverpool won the Champions League, when they won the Premier League, they didn't come back and, you know, start creating the next line of Premier League winning team.
Mm-hmm.
After they won the Champions League, they signed Adrian and Seth Vandenberg. That's it. And Harvey Elliott. But they signed a 16-year-old Harvey Elliott. They signed a 17-year-old Vandenberg, and they signed a backup goalkeeper the year after winning the Champions League. And then after winning the Premier League, they bought Thiago Costa-Simicas and Diogo Jota. And that was a good window, but then they didn't replace Dejan Lovren. And their season was just completely derailed. Then they addressed that concern by buying Ibrahima Konate. This season, they had a midfield crisis. They didn't address it, and that's why Liverpool are where they are. Because if Liverpool don't address that defensive crisis, last season doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. If Ibrahima Konate is not signed last season, the success Liverpool had last season does not happen. So I think it's what sell to buy does not work. If you're a club that's competing for trophies, you know, competing to be the best club in the world, sell to buy, the sell to buy method does not work. You know, it's you're putting money into the club, not taking it out. That's what you should be putting money into the club, not taking it out. That's good ownership.
100% right.
You know, owners are always like, "Oh, we want to make a profit." Like, you're still going to make a profit if you put money into the club. If you have a negative net transfer spend. Like, if you're spending on average, like, you have some quiet windows, you have some big windows. Mm. If you're spending an average of $75 million more than you're intaking every season as a top Premier League club, you're still going to be making a profit. With the amount of money these guys make, like, you, it's as football is a zero sum game. And that's the way it is. So I think owners really need to be mindful of that. And, you know, because once you don't, you start to overstay your welcome. And I think that's what's going on at United and Liverpool right now.
I totally agree. But on off of the Super League and on to the European matches this week. Valentine's Day. First, I want to talk about the Premier League. A huge game. Arsenal City. I think if Arsenal wins, I don't want to say the title is wrapped up, but it's close to being Arsenal's. Like, it's in the reach.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's hard to turn it around at this point. If you're Man City, I don't think there's a way back.
With everything off the field too, it doesn't look good, and I just don't think they could go on a run. If Arsenal win this game, I think this is the best scenario for Arsenal that they could have won it for. City are in crisis right now.
Yeah, I mean, City, you look at Man City and you think, like, even if there is no punishment this season, I don't think they're catching Arsenal. If they lose this game, I don't think they can catch Arsenal.
And Arteta is going to have these boys up for this game. I don't know how Pep gets his players up for this game.
But I know Arteta is going. You know Arteta will have them fired up. You know, he's got a bone to pick with this team. You know, obviously a bunch of former City players in this team. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be up for this. They're gonna want, you know, to show that City shouldn't have sold them.
And they also want to prove that Everton was a fluke too.
They're gonna want to prove that was a fluke. They want to prove that Tottenham beating City wasn't a fluke. You know, because Arsenal at this point, like, you know, Tottenham go and beat City. Arsenal play them next. Like, you want to go out there and you're like, let's show we can do what they can do.
100%.
And, like, at this point, I think if you're Arteta, you're thinking, like, you don't want to get ahead of yourself. You're not going to say it in the media, but, like, quietly, you're going to be thinking, like, we can actually win the league. Because nobody, like, you look at Arsenal 2 years ago. Like, this time 2 years ago, they were mid-table.
Yes.
I think they were in the bottom half at this stage of 2021. Yeah. And, you know, to see how far this team has come, you know, Arteta is going to want to... I mean, Arteta is going to be thinking, like, I want to... Like, you want to make yourself... You want to completely prove yourself beyond any doubt that you're a world-class manager. And I think that's another thing that's a huge motivator for Arteta.
I agree 100%. The next big game is Tottenham AC Milan. Who do you think goes through?
I think Tottenham do.
I think Tottenham. AC Milan are another club that are not looking good, but at the same time, one thing I was telling someone is that most of the clubs are not in good position right now going into these European games in the Europa and in the Champions League. The only club that I can actually think that is actually hitting decent form right now in those two competitions The only one that comes to mind is Barcelona.
I mean, obviously Napoli. Not even
in the champion. And Napoli. And Barcelona is a... But I feel like Barcelona is one that has more quality than Napoli. And they're not even in the Champions League.
No, Barcelona are gone. Yeah. You know, I do think Napoli could very well go on and win the Champions League.
I think, too. They have looked so strong this season.
You know, obviously you can't count out Real Madrid.
I think Tottenham go through, I would say, a 1-0 first leg win, and then second leg, 2-0.
I could see that.
Next one is PSG Bayern Munich.
You know, I think Bayern do go through here.
I think Bayern go through too. As much as I hate it, PSG are looking like PSG.
PSG are going to look like... The thing is, PSG have, on paper, the best squad in the world. The problem is, the best players doesn't always make you the best team. Because they're not cohesive.
They're not a team.
Messi, Mbappe, Neymar just don't really fit well together. They're not the same. It's not the same as what they had at Messi and Neymar had at Barcelona. Because now you've got Mbappe in there. You know, I feel like he's a different type of character. And I think that's tremendously weighing them down.
And also, all three of them don't defend.
No, also none of them defend. None of them track back. I honestly, the last time I saw Messi track back was probably in 2016.
Yeah, and also, at the back of defense, Ramos is getting up there in age, and we're starting to see it now.
Yeah, Marquinhos hasn't been very good. You know, they're looking like, you know, PSG fans are calling on Gaultier to take away the captaincy from Marquinhos. And, you know, it's hard to say that you can blame them.
In my opinion, their midfield isn't even as good as it should be, too. Renato Sanchez is out, which is another big miss for PSG, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a team that's just really struggling to stay together.
I think Verratti is overhyped.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I just think PSG, I feel like this first leg, they'll probably lose on Valentine's Day 2-0. And then the second leg, I think Gaultier gets sacked for the results I'm predicting.
Yeah,
5-0 on aggregate.
That could entirely happen.
Without Sadio Mane, I think Neuer probably gets a few goals. And I just think PSG are going embarrassed. Disgrace.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking at it happening. And, you know, I think it's hard to think. I mean, it's hard to say that PSG deserve to stay in the Champions League. This current form, obviously, they just lost to Marseille, you know, which, as PSG, you don't want to do.
And they look terrible too during that game.
And they look like they're not ready to. They look like they're just not a team that's ready for the Champions League.
Yeah, at the start, right before the World Cup, they look like a team that I have faith in. But coming back from the World Cup, it changed everything. It changed a lot of teams' forms, and PSG don't look good right now. They're looking like a team that the World Cup really affected their players. Messi doesn't seem on his World Cup self.
No, absolutely not. I don't think he's motivated.
He's done everything. Messi, just in my opinion, I think Messi just probably wants to go back to Barcelona or MLS right now.
Yeah, I think he wants... Obviously, I don't think he's happy at PSG. I think he wants a new environment.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that he's motivated enough at Barcelona. And when Messi's not motivated and he's not going to play as good as he can be when he doesn't have levels of motivation. Like, he was motivated during the World Cup and he was really good. He hasn't been motivated at PSG since the World Cup and he hasn't been very good.
Next, let's talk about Club Brugge and Benfica.
Yeah, so Club Brugge, I think, are incredibly inconsistent.
But Benfica did lose Enzo, though.
They did lose Enzo.
I think what do you think?
I do think Benfica will still go through.
I think Benfica goes through. Just barely, though. I think it's a tighter game with the loss of Enzo, but they still find a way to go through.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this team, you know, I think they're just more... They just have more talent, I think. And I think that's just the easiest way to put it.
Yeah.
Next, Dortmund and Chelsea.
All right, I want to give my prediction first.
Go ahead.
Dortmund go through.
Really?
Chelsea are terrible right now. I do not see how... Unless Chelsea does something unpredictable against Dortmund that turns around their whole season, Chelsea are in free fall like Liverpool right now.
I think Chelsea's might actually be worse.
Chelsea's is worse because of money they spent, but Graham Potter, I don't want to say sack him because he really hasn't had time, but this was under Abramovich, he would have been gone already. He wouldn't even made it to
Dortmund. Tuchel wouldn't have been gone. Tuchel would have been gone. Tuchel would have stayed if Abramovich hadn't sold the club.
But Chelsea just looks so horrible right now. It's just so hard for me to say they could win. I think about Dortmund. Sebastian Haller is back. Adeyemi.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna have to agree with you. I do think Dortmund.
The one thing, though, that I have fear for Dortmund that doesn't leave the back of my mind is their defense. Like, their defense has always, for the last few years, been horrible. To put it nicely.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the top teams in the Bundesliga, they have an average good Bundesliga defense. Like, among the good Bundesliga teams, they have a solid defense, but nothing special.
Yeah.
Like, they've conceded 26 league goals this season, which is joint fourth best. But it's also, like, so of the four teams that are in the top four right now, Bayern, Union Berlin, Dortmund, and Leipzig, Dortmund have conceded the most goals, but only two more. I think, you know, I think it is solid, but not particularly impressive.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, obviously, I think Schlotterbeck is a top player. You know, Hummels is a little past it. I think he's not what he was. Zula, I don't think he was what he was at the peak of his powers. I think he hasn't been that for a while. But I think their talent in midfield and attack is gonna be enough to take them through. So next, Eintracht Frankfurt Napoli.
Who do you think wins?
I'm backing Napoli. I think you know, I like Frankfurt. I like how they play, but they're not on the same level.
I think the guy that they have from France,
Colomani,
yeah, he is good and he's a talent, but he isn't going to be enough to get Frankfurt through.
Yeah, obviously, he's 9 goals, 10 assists in the Bundesliga this season. That's really good. And obviously, he's tremendously talented. But I just don't think this team has the same level of talent. I just don't think they're on Napoli's level.
Yeah. Liverpool, Real Madrid, what do you think happens there?
You know, as much as I hope we can pull it off, it's not happening.
Real Madrid isn't in too good form, but I think Real Madrid gets through, though.
You know, I think we might be able to pull off a little sneaky beat them 1-0 in the home leg. But then we're going to get absolutely wiped out at the Bernabeu.
The Bernabeu, when Real Madrid play their Champions League, it turns into a special place.
I mean, and so does Anfield, for the record. Yeah, but we've been so bad recently that I don't think
it could happen.
Anything more than just a narrow 1-0 win with a little scrape goal from probably Darwin Nunez. And I think they're just going to wipe the floor with us at the Bernabeu. I just don't think I just don't see a way through for Liverpool.
Yeah, I think Benzema scores too and gets on the score sheet, but
yeah, I think he's likely going to be the catalyst. Yeah. Vinicius obviously as well as a big threat, but yeah, I really don't see a way through for Liverpool here.
Yeah. RB Leipzig City. Even though City's in free fall, City still goes through.
Because the City punishments aren't really going to take effect until the end of the at the end of the season at early at the latest, or at the earliest. I think City will still, you know, City will still be, you know, a club on the brink of collapsing.
But they'll get through Leipzig.
Yeah, and but I think until sanctions are punishments and sanctions are actually imposed, I think they're still going to be fine. So yeah, I do think they'll go through. And then Inter and Porto, I do think Inter win this one.
Inter, Lautaro Martinez in an Inter Milan shirt is not the same Lautaro Martinez we see in an Argentina shirt.
No, because obviously he didn't have a great World Cup, but he's been in great form since it. Obviously,
yeah.
You know, scoring against Milan, then scored two week before against Cremonese, and scored the winner against Verona as well. Mm-hmm. And like since the World Cup, he's just been scoring almost all the goals.
Yeah,
you know, in the five goals. In the five games directly preceding the World, like the five previous games, almost every, I think all but one goal that, five of the six goals that Inter scored were scored by Lautaro Martinez.
Wow. He's on form right now.
He's
coming back from the World Cup.
Right at the peak. I mean, he's scored seven goals in six games since the World Cup, and he's scored five of them. And obviously, he contributed to the win over Napoli as well, although he did come off the bench in that game. So I think maybe you can give him the benefit of the doubt for that. But yeah, since the World Cup, he's been a different player.
Yeah. Horrible World Cup, but glad to see him getting confidence and regaining his form.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, I like to see him do well. Like, I really like his style of play, mm-hmm. You know, and he has the potential to be a truly world-class player. He hasn't figured it out yet, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a player in there that that could be on the level of, you know, the likes of some similar strikers at the peak of their powers, like on a similar level, maybe not to Suarez, but the likes of maybe Cavani, mm-hmm. maybe pre-2020 Lewandowski. I don't think he's on the level of the one that scored 55 goals in a season, but I think the Lewandowski that we see maybe right now, I think, is a fair comparison to.
No, he's not on the same level as Lewandowski.
I think he has the potential to be on the same level. I don't think he is.
I like him, but to be on the same level as Lewandowski, it's just too early to say, and just for too early to, for me to just say he can be. I'd see more from him.
I think that's fair. But I think there's a player in there that can be really, really dangerous. Yeah. So we saw that goal against Liverpool last year was incredible.
Yeah. What about the Europa League, though? There's some big matches in here.
You know,
first, Barcelona, Manchester United.
You know, I think whoever wins that will probably go on to win the whole thing.
Can't say that because Arsenal's still in there.
I know Arsenal is still in there.
And there's still some good teams that aren't playing this round, but
I do think it will probably be one of those, though. I Arsenal are obviously incredibly dangerous, but I do think these teams are going to be. I mean, I think either of them will probably be able to beat Arsenal in a one-on-one. I think if the winner of this tie doesn't get dumped out, I think they're going to, obviously they'll have to come up against Arsenal or somebody that beat Arsenal. If one of these sides doesn't get dumped out and they eventually meet Arsenal, I think they'll probably beat them in a knockout.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Right now, I think Arsenal undoubtedly is one of the top three teams in Europe right now, just on form.
Yeah. But I think you can make a similar argument for Barcelona.
Yeah. That's why I say maybe, but I don't know. We've seen Barcelona just in Spain play. We haven't seen Barcelona really in Europe play good, because I'll still go back to the Champions League. If they perform well and they play Manchester United off the park, because United aren't really in that good of a form either, I think I think it's big, but I have to see, because Dembele is out. Lewandowski is always still going to be a threat. Rafinha is looking good now. Ansu Fati, he's looking like he's starting to gain his form back. The defense has actually been really good. I have to give it up to that. Koundé playing right back. He's a center back, and that looks like he could be a new position for France and Barcelona.
Don't tell him that, because he doesn't like it. Did you see that? Where he's like, yeah. Somebody said, like, oh, yeah, he wants to play right back, and then he comes out and says, no, I don't. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but he actually looks like a good one, though.
But he, obviously, yeah. He has been really good.
And Balde and Jordi Alba both are good. Alba just had a really good game. And I think Barcelona goes through.
Yeah, I think on current form it would be smart to back Barcelona.
But I think it's a tight match. So.
It obviously, yeah. I think it's one of those that could probably go to, that will more likely than not to go to extra time.
Yeah. I think it's a proper Champions League match. The way
this is a Champions League. On form, this is a Champions League tie.
Right now, and a club named two, it's a shame it's in the Europa League, because if was a Champions League tie, it would have been talked about.
You could argue that there's two Champions League ties in the Europa League right now. I think Ajax and Union Berlin is a Champions League tie right now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Ajax's form before they sacked Schreuder was not very good.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, Ajax are Ajax. I think they're going to bounce back. And that's something we could see in the Champions League next year, is Ajax and Union Berlin.
Who do you think wins between them two?
I think I'm going to back Union.
I'll back Union, just because I sacked their manager right before.
Yeah. So that's all the time we have for this episode. So again, thank you for joining us here on Soccer Spotlight. Anthony Heller and Ryan Campbell every week on WQSU-FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. See you next week.